views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the next hour of Angels and Answers, where we get down and dirty with your thoughts from heaven.
There you go. Hey, Sky, what is your personal number if anyone wants a personal reading from you?
Well, if you'd like a personal reading with me, I would love to have you. And my number is 908-500-1474. And trust me, you'll have a great time. And Artie, yours?
My number is 877-ANGEL-02. Also, check out my website, artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. And you'll get to check out the face behind the voice. Mm-hmm. And Sky and I, we both do parties.
Yes.
And we both will travel. We do speakings, we do events, we do private sessions in person over the phone. You name it, we do it. I'm telling you, give us a call. You won't be disappointed.
You'll have a blast.
You'll have a blast. That's right. So go ahead.
Yes. So we're going to have a great week, and we're going to have a great caller next. Her name is Fran, and she is going to connect with us right now. That's what I'm being told psychically. Hey, Fran.
Hi, Sky. How are you? Hi, Artie.
I'm good.
Hey, sweetheart.
What's going on?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for taking my call. I'm feeling as though, I'm stuck. I am definitely feeling stuck towards.
Did you call AAA?
I'm only kidding. Don't listen.
Just joking.
Actually, I've had a few calls with AAA in the past couple of months. That's funny you say that. But I feel stuck in terms of my love life.
Are you with somebody right now?
No, not at all.
You're not. Okay.
No.
So let me put it to this way. Are you actually going out to try to meet people? No.
No. I mean, I do know people that will call, and ask me for a date, but, sometimes I will, and sometimes if I'm not feeling it, I don't go, but I'm feeling stuck in that department, very stuck in terms of, hanging on to my ex-husband.
Right. Okay. Well, the first thing you have to do is not look back. The end of a marriage is not the end. It's a new beginning. Okay. So put yourself in the frame of mind that you're getting a second chance, and mm-hmm. this second chance is going to be amazing. So once you put yourself in that state of mind, everything will change for you. And you really have to go out there, honey. You can't sit home. Don't get into that depressed mode, because I feel in your voice you're a little depressed, too.
A lot of depression.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. I didn't want to make it worse. But anyway, I do feel the depression coming through. And I don't want that for you, because you have a lot to give. You have a lot to offer. And you're young. And it's time. It's, this is your time. And every moment that we mm-hmm. get on earth is our time to go and have fun and do things. And sometimes there are people out there who don't need a man or a woman, but there are people who do. And I feel that you are right. one of them, so that you can share your life with somebody. Not that you're dependent, but you can. You want to share your mm-hmm. life. But the best thing for you to do is the ones that are calling you. If you're really not interested, forget that. Go for some new blood.
Okay.
I really.
And she looked right at me when she said that. Look, go for new blood. And she's looking at me like.
I'm looking at her like a stuffed pig.
Like I think I'm going to have to buy her dinner after today's show or something. New blood. And she gives me this stare right in my eyes. One eye is raised up high and stuff.
Yes.
No, but what I'm picking up on as Sky was speaking, it's very important that you need a cleansing right now for your soul and for yourself so that you can move on. Okay. Because carrying this burden of all this grief that you're going through, you haven't come to an acceptance of what is. And that's very, very important. And you need to start, if you allowed yourself to meditate, and it's a simple little prayer, and because I've been through this, so when I tell you I know exactly what you're going through, I know 110% exactly what you're going through. And so when I was depressed like you, I'd be walking around in my own home, and I'd say, dear God, or I call upon my angels, thank you for nurturing my heart. Thank you for replacing my sadness with happiness. You know, thank you for all your unconditional love and nurturing my heart. And I would just keep repeating it and repeating it. Thank you for nurturing my heart. And all of a sudden, like within a matter of minutes, I started feeling like I was back on top of my game. For some reason, I just wasn't hurting as much. But it's about coming to an acceptance, and it's about reinventing yourself when you're so used to being with somebody for such a long time, or you're used to a certain way, whether it be good or bad. It could even be a toxic relationship. But when you're now, it's time to reinvent yourself. And it's not that there's anything wrong. It's just about trying to learn. It's like learning a new language, a new way of life. And so now you need to allow yourself to heal so that you can move on.
You know what? I feel that you need to change your whole look. Go to the beauty parlor and get a new hairdo. Go get yourself a new outfit. Something that you would not necessarily wear. Go out of your comfort zone.
She's basically saying the shock treatment.
Yeah. Give yourself the shock treatment.
All right.
You know what I mean? Reinvent yourself.
Yeah, I do. I definitely understand what you're saying. Is there anything else that you're feeling, that you're reading from me? I'm just curious.
Like, bring us to a direction. What are you talking about? I know there's something that you specifically want to know. Don't challenge us. Just ask us.
Okay. We recently had an unexpected death in our family. Very unexpected. And I was just wondering if, you know, he's coming through at all, if you're feeling anything.
I don't know why I'm getting this, but when you said that, I picked up something with Edward Scissorhands. I don't know why I got this. Was this person a barber? Did they like to trim their bushes? Did they do gardening? Did they love that movie? There was something with Edward Scissorhands as soon as you said
that. Were they a hairdresser?
What was it about this?
Okay.
Do you have any connection to this whatsoever?
I'm not sure about the Edward Scissorhands. I don't know. I'm not sure. Not sure.
That's, okay. Is there something with scissors or hedges or gardening or...
Possibly. But that would only be my brother, but he died many years ago.
All right. Well, it could very well be this is the person who we're connecting to instead of the other one. Why would you connect this to your brother? Was his name Edward?
Because no. But he was a gardener. He did garden.
Okay. So that's why.
Well, he's there consoling you. That's
all right,
for sure. Because I felt it that immediately.
All right. Well, then this is why I got Edward Scissorhands. As soon as you were asking about this person, instead your brother pulled through. And I'm strongly seeing the number 14. So I don't know if the 14th means anything to you or around January 4th or April 1st. I'm playing with the 1 and the 4.
You know,
hold on. Okay. Why were you getting the 14th? Why am I getting the 14th? Does that signify anybody's birthday when somebody passed?
No, not 14. No, not 14.
All right, hold on to that because the 14 is strongly in my mind, and I could confidently say I know I'm not wrong, and it'll make sense to you later.
Now, the passing of...
Good enough.
What?
I'm sorry.
Was this a male that just passed? Because I'm picking up male energy, but I don't know if I'm picking up your brother also.
No, it was a male. It was a male. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So that's a yes, not a no.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you want to know something? Right now, I'm going to the shoes and to the socks. Was there a problem with their feet? Was there a problem with walking? Did they always, did they like to rollerblade? Did they like to ice skate? I'm going right to the feet.
No.
I'm feeling this person was ill and didn't know it, or had bouts of illness, because I'm seeing off and on, off and on. Now, whether they told you or not, I'm not so sure, but this was no real surprise to him. Did you know that?
Okay.
You want to know something? Well, now, also, I'm getting something with Boy Scouts.
Wait a second. What?
Something with
Hello?
Boy Scouts? Okay. Yes, something with Boy Scouts. Yes, that's correct. Boy Scouts? Yes, Artie. Mm-hmm.
All right. Again, I think I'm going with, like, they were very particular with their uniform. That's the way the Boy Scouts were. And I think that's why I went to the shoes and the socks, and everything was always prim and proper.
I'm feeling this person.
As far as their demeanor. Hold on a second. What is it with the J name? Jeffrey, Joey, Jimmy.
Jeffrey, Joey, Jimmy. Joe was my father.
First name, middle name.
Jay in the name.
Jay.
Joey's what?
Joe is my dad's name. But
speak.
He's deceased. Joe. Mm-hmm.
No.
He's passed away?
Well, she's got a lot of people around.
Yes,
did you say he passed away?
Yeah, but
yes.
All right, well,
I'm feeling as though this person died before his time.
Yes, that's correct. He did. He did die before
and
his time.
What? Pardon me?
No,
say it again. I didn't hear you, Fran.
No, he did die before his time, the one that recently passed. He did.
Okay. Then who is the one who passed away in a car accident?
That's what I was just going to say.
In a car accident?
Yeah, somebody died with a vehicle accident. That's around you.
No, nobody that I know.
You know what I'm feeling? And I hate to say this. When I said to you that this person was sick, I'm feeling as though this person had a hand in his own death. Do you understand that?
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely correct.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I got
correct.
Him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've got him.
That's
I've
him.
Got him.
Yep. Yeah. You do. Yes.
Oh, wait, we got to go to a break now.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Listen.
We got to go to a break
I'm
now.
I'm
going to
connect
listen.
With him, and then we'll take a break and come back with you.
All right, so
okay,
stick around, everybody.
You.
We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I got him.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ. Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the
everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. So we're talking to Fran about a terrible loss that she suffered, and we've established that this is a young man. And I told you in the beginning, Fran, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you realize that this boy had depression?
No, we did not. We did not know that.
Okay. Until but you know he fact. Did.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, yes, we realized that afterwards from a card that was left. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. And, you know, he's sorry, too. Because even though he thought about it, he really never thought that he would go through with it until it became too unbearable. And he had no way out. Okay. And he's apologizing. He's apologizing for all the pain that he's causing. And now he sees it.
Okay.
He okay. felt that there was no other way out. Do you understand that?
I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And he,
I understand that.
Please tell his mother, please tell his family that he is safe, he is okay, he is in heaven, and he is so sorry for the misery that he is seeing that he has caused his family. And he didn't even know that they loved him as much as they do. And also, he didn't realize that the solution to his problem was just around the corner. And this is from him, not from me.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So take that and know that he's happy and he's blessed and he is in a good place and he is sending his love and he will be sending his healing as soon as he's done with his healing.
You're going to start noticing lights flickering. You're going to start noticing lights flickering on and off. And he's letting you know that he's around and that he's OK.
OK, Artie. Thank you, Sky, as well. I appreciate
you're very welcome.
It.
God bless you.
But I'm telling you, you're going to start picking up on things that I've mentioned that might not mean anything right now. But the visions that I was seeing, especially with the number 14, you're going to go, oh, my God, that's what that is.
I notice if that's his Boy Scout number, because Artie was very adamant about being a Boy Scout.
Okay. And also, I should just let go of the ex-love that I have.
Yes.
Let go of it.
Otherwise, yes. Right, if you want to move on, it's gonna hold you back. You're gonna cement shoes.
Light a white candle for the angels to protect you and to make your frame of mind. Ask them to change your frame of mind, put you in a better place, and make you go on. Heal your heart and go on.
If you love somebody unconditionally, if you truly love them, then you'll let them go and you'll let them be, and just wish him a lifetime of happiness, however he might find it, and then allow your journey to move on. It's just that, you know, people are meant to be in each other's lives at a certain point of their lives, whether it be for a short time or a long time. But, you know, for that moment, just appreciate what you had with him at that time. But you need to know that as you start to mature in your direction, he matures in his. Just bless it all and allow yourself to move on. Don't allow yourself to feel staying stuck.
Yeah, because you have learned so much from this relationship.
I know.
So take what you've learned and use that.
You know, it stinks. It's like watching a great movie or a great show. You don't want it to end.
Right.
Right. Or you don't like the ending. You would say, why did they
Why didn't they rewrite the ending? Damn it.
Right.
Hey, listen, it was a pleasure sharing time with you.
God bless you, sweetheart, for your loss and for your other loss.
Thank you very much.
So keep a positive mind and you'll be fine.
I will. I absolutely will. So much pleasure.
All right.
You have a good evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're
welcome. All right, sweetheart. Take care. So, you know what? There was a lady who I was reading for who, like, you know, you know, it's interesting, you know, when you do readings over the airwaves,
yes,
you know, everybody,
it's a little bit more difficult, but it's good.
Yeah, it's still doable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everyone likes to hear the solid, like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And you don't always get that because when a lot of my reach has to do with futuristic stuff, not always in the moment or what people can relate to. Not that that doesn't happen. It does. But when you get solid information within your thoughts and the people can't appreciate it in the moment, it seems like they weren't on or they weren't right. But you want to know something constantly, and I've been hearing this a lot lately. People have been calling me up and say, Artie, you did a reading for me 2 years ago, and I've just been listening to your tape. And everything, as the year and a half went by, things have been coming to fruition. Everything that you've said has been coming true and has been coming around. And so it makes me feel good that, you know, again, a lot of people might not appreciate or validate what you got in the moment, but that's what a true psychic reading is.
That's right.
It's about telling people things
that are not so pleasant sometimes that are going to happen.
Or that you don't even realize in the moment, and it's not until later on that two and two equals up. And this happens all the time. I was doing a reading for this one girl. She was frustrating the living hell out of me. I wanted to kill her. you know, and I was asking her, I said, there's a young gentleman here. I says he's probably in his mid-20s, late-20s. I said he's got a beard. I said there's somebody with a beard. She goes, no. I don't know anybody with a beard. And so as I'm talking just a little bit more about this person and she couldn't, you know, relate to it, she goes, well, here's a – because I'm Sky doesn't need this. I do. And I like to look at the pictures. So she pulls out a brother, her brother's picture, who she wanted to communicate to. And she gives me the picture. And on his face is a beard. I go, what the hell are you telling me that you don't know anybody with a beard? And I'm shoving it right in her face. Oh, I didn't realize. And just, and like everything,
it's frustrating.
That I, yeah. And then everything that I was saying to her there afterwards, it was like, I don't know, you know, and it's like, I know I was connecting because
of
the images were way too strong.
You know, folks, it's very frustrating for us because we don't know you from a hole in the wall. Any reading that we do, we don't want to know anything about you because the reading was much better when we know nothing about you. Now, you have to understand, we're getting these images from spirit. Like I was getting, immediately I knew that there was a younger gentleman, a younger kid who committed suicide. I knew that right away. But I was hesitant to say that over the air. This is a very painful thing. And I didn't want to bring up that word suicide. But yet, I did it in a roundabout way. And I said to her, he died before his time. He was very depressed. And boom, she knew what I was saying. I didn't have to say those words. But don't forget, folks, if you don't validate what we say, you know, and it's we're okay. Getting these pictures and we're absolutely speaking to spirit, it's okay that you don't get it, but we know what we're talking about. And when we say things like this, we mean it. This is not, we're not pulling it out of the air.
What I always say is I'm not looking for your approval. I'm
right.
Just telling you what I'm getting. It's wonderful and it's fun when people could relate it into the moment. It's totally cool when that happens. But when they can't, I'll still stick by my guns and say, hey, you know, but still, this is what I see. This is what I'm getting.
Yeah, it's
now, does everything that we say come true or it is what it is? Everything?
No,
it doesn't, because we're not God. But we,
and not only that, we change the course of our lives daily because we have free will. So what we're seeing for you in the moment absolutely will happen if you stay on course. If you don't, and if you change one iota, things can change for you. As simple as meeting somebody in a bar and then meeting another person and then meeting another person, your life could change automatically if you hadn't decided on the spur of the moment to go to that bar that day. You know what I mean? So yes, in the moment that we're reading you, we're seeing everything in alignment. And if you do change that alignment, then it could change.
Yeah, these are predictions of strong probabilities. All right, there are certain things that are written in stone, come hell to high water. Certain things are going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
But then there is other things where it's left up to choices and chances.
Right.
So, you know, we see what we see and it is what it is. And it is exciting when things happen, with the exception of when it comes to bad news. Really quickly, because we have only a minute until we have to go to break, or less than that. But there was a girl who just reached out to me yesterday, and she says, Artie, unfortunately, you know, I asked you a question. Was there going to be anybody in my life who do you see crossing over within a year's time? Will somebody cross? And I said yes, and I just simply answered. And so she responded to me, Artie, unfortunately, your prediction did come true. And then she says, is there anybody else within this year that you see that's going to pass? And so my response is, I'm not the Grim Reaper. I said, I am not going to tell you. I said, I do not like to tell people when they're going to die or whatnot. I simply answered that general question for you for your sake. But we do not like to tell people at all when they're going to die. Only if they're on their deathbed and you need to handle things, and that's it. But right now we got to go to a commercial break. All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo that we are, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Get into it for 2016.
Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Changes her mind, and she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Okay. frequently kind and she's suddenly cruel. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. And she can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
It was amazing.
It was absolutely
amazing. Hey, listen, everybody. We're going to give you a stock tip that I know in my heart and soul that is going to skyrocket. And Sky's husband gave me this stock tip that I wish I took it just 2 weeks ago when he first told me.
Right?
But I procrastinated for a stupid week, and it was at $1.56. And it's called, the symbols are CLD. It is now trading at 210, and it's going to be going up 200-300%. It's a long-term investment. It's going to do extremely well.
Yes, it is.
And you are not going to lose. Trust me. Even if you're interested in just getting another 30 or 50% out of it, you're not going to lose. It's a power energy company, and the symbols are CLD. D.
You see how I'm a great medium? Not to blow my horn, but I've been told that I'm a good medium. Just as much as I am a good medium, that's how good he is with stock. He's like amazing. The man
I'm
is
12
amazing.
For 12.
Isn't
and so
he
when I feel yeah, so when I feel it, yeah.
He is.
Yeah. Very much so.
He is.
Oh, you were talking about Richie or myself?
No, who's Richie.
That? Oh, Richie.
My
oh,
husband.
No.
He's when excellent with
really?
With the
no, I'm very
the predicting
good with it too.
On stocks. He's excellent predicting stocks. And I told him, put $100,000 in there. You know what you can make with $100,000?
Wow.
Big
and he
bread.
Did. And he did.
And he did.
All right, baby.
You know what? Sometimes I tell him things too, but I didn't tell him this one. This was all on his own. I told him other things that he didn't invest in, and I was right. And he was, well, I also helped him kick himself in the butt. But now when he sees or gets a hunch, he works on it. And I'm really proud of him for that because, like, he's kind of like learning from me. When you get a hunch, those are the angels talking to you and they're telling you something. Pay attention to those hunches.
I want to switch gears a little bit.
Go ahead. Put us into neutral.
I'm going to switch gears a little. Yes, I am. The topic is, are you doing things what's best for yourself? Are you doing things that nurture yourself? Are you doing things that make you happy? Being that you spend so much time trying to make everyone else's life balanced and trying to make everybody else happy, are you doing what's best for you? And I know a lot of people are shaking their heads no.
You know what? May I say something?
Go ahead.
For the first time in my life, I am doing things that make me happy. And believe me, folks, I was the crowd pleaser. And Artie can tell you, I did everything for everybody at every moment. And I always wanted to please everybody else to make things go smoothly within my home, my business, whatever. But now, this is the first time in my life that I'm literally doing things that I want to do. And you know something? I'm loving it. But I'm going to tell you this. It doesn't come without a price. Because I spoiled my family and my employees and everything else. Because
you condition everybody.
I conditioned everyone. It seems as though they tell me they can't get along without me, or that they're giving me a hard time because they want me to do it. Well, I'm stepping back and I'm saying, no, life goes on without me. And I'm making it go on. And I'm doing them a favor. Because nobody should be so codependent on another person where they cannot survive without that person.
Unless, God forbid, they have mental issues,
oh,
major mental issues or physical issues.
Oh, without a doubt.
We're talking about people who are
normal,
healthy in the sense of, yeah, when she said normal, she meant in a healthy sense.
Yeah. Well, you know? My husband's not normal, so I can't really.
Right. This is true.
Yeah.
No, but you need to start doing things what's best for you. When you start speaking your own truth and you stop giving away your power and you express to somebody exactly how you feel, you are you're gaining your confidence, and you're not doing because you're afraid you're going to hurt somebody else's feelings, or you're afraid that they're going to say bad things about you. You have to start speaking your own truth and start doing what's best for you. And if other people can't appreciate you for you, all right, and then you need to start, you know, honoring yourself.
Yes.
That's the number one thing you want to do, is honor yourself.
I didn't do it for years, Artie, for years. You know, being a mom, having children very close together, it's almost your duty, and you don't even think twice about what you're doing. You just take care of the kids, make sure they're fed, make sure they're clean, make sure they're school, go to the schools, do this, that, the other. So you don't really have a chance to step back and think of yourself. And by the end of the day, you could hardly keep your eyes open. So you don't have time for yourself.
But it's about coordinating your time. It's about respecting your time. It's about keeping yourself organized. Keeping yourself organized it's hard, but that's a very important ingredient to success and to happiness. When you keep yourself organized, you're much more together. You're much more confident.
Yes.
You know, and it's very important. And, you know, like myself, it's hard for me to keep very balanced in my life. I literally have two assistants in my life because there's just not enough of me. I need more of me.
He's trying to clone himself in my basement, guys, but it's not working out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm beside myself, and you know how much that could hurt.
I know.
You know.
Weezer does have his face, though. He's getting resemblance to you. Weezer's my master.
There you go.
What are you doing to Weezer?
I'm shaping his face like he's Play-Doh. All right, everybody. Sky and I, we have another 15 more minutes to go. We are going to be right back right after this commercial break. So don't go away.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
In our old familiar place, you and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italia.
had the closest of friends. Then the king and the queen went back to the green, but you can never go back there again. Oh, 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 oh. Under an idiot had it already by the summer of 75. From the height of the low to the end of the show for the rest of their lives. Couldn't go back to the greasers. Best they could do was pick up their pieces. We always knew they would both find a way to get by. That's all I heard about Brenda Renee. Can't tell you more cause I told you already. And here we are waving Brenda and Eddie goodbye.
Joel is in the building, everybody.
Wonderful. That is a great song.
And I think we only have like a couple of minutes to to sayonara. So, hey, Brian, how many minutes do we have or seconds?
It's 6:55. You got three coming up.
Got 3 minutes coming up. All righty.
Wow. It's been a really great show, and we really enjoyed doing it, folks. And the people that we read, we thank for coming on,
sharing
their heartaches and their troubles with us, and we're happy to help them.
And do something special for yourself. I mean, even if it's taking a bubble bath, getting a massage, getting your nails done, going for a pedicure, make like at least a half a day
for you,
just for you, half a day on, you know, mornings on the Saturday, mornings on the Sunday, just something where it's just about you. And when you get a massage, shut the hell up. All right. Don't feel like you have to talk to the person or the masseuse. Allow yourself to receive. Don't feel like you have to be engaged in conversation. Allow yourself to be nurtured and taken care of.
Very good advice. And you know what? No, guys, go out there and get yourself a new outfit. Go get yourself a new look, because that's always exciting, getting yourself a new look. Change your hairstyle. Change your hair color. Go buy yourself something to wear that you would necessarily not really go for, you know, or wear. Do something crazy and frivolous, you know, and maybe, just maybe, you will snap out of that crappy little mood you're in and say, hey, wait a minute, I could be different. I can change.
See, you spend all this money on everybody else, but when it comes to yourself, you have a tendency, a lot of people have a tendency to become practical. And so with that, you got to treat yourself very well.
I agree.
And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity.
Amen.
And just know that God and your guardian angels are always with you.
Always.
So just, they're right within you. God is not separate from you. He's within all of us.
Yes.
So stay happy, stay healthy. And until next week, everybody.
Love you guys.
Take care.
Bye.
been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.